The Cowboys won their final game of the season to finish at 6-10, beating Philadelphia 14-13. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss the season,
good morning,
is Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning and Happy New Year, Jerry.
Happy New Year to you guys, too. It's certainly a Happy New Year.
Yeah, yes. Well, I guess you feel okay about winning that final game, even though it was only your sixth win of the year.
Well, that's true. We were happy to win that final one, and what a season it was, huh?
Yeah, what a season.
I tell you, I've never been happier to get something over with since I pulled Jerry Jr. out of Gene in the woods back in Arkansas.
Oh, gosh.
You actually delivered him.
That's the way we do it there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean,
was back out in the field about 2 hours later.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you finish 5-3, but you can't get over the bitter disappointment of this season, can you?
No, but I'm going to try. I'm gonna enjoy my off season with lots of vodka and open shirts and club appearances with girls who were born after I turned 50. I'll do my best to put it behind me. And did you see? Stephen use our secret walkie-talkie.
Yeah, we wanted to ask you about that. We were talking about that last hour. You know, we always felt like, or fans speculated, that you kind of coached the team from the press box. Was that you guys calling that last play or something?
Well, no, that's ridiculous. We don't you can't do anything like that. We didn't call for the review of the play or the challenge or anything like that. We were just busy calling the next play.
Oh, the next play.
So you do use that walkie-talkie for that, huh?
I can't confirm that, but I can.
So are you all ready to name Jason Garrett as your head coach right now?
Well, Garrett Top has certainly done enough to prove that he can do the job, mainly by never questioning my authority. But I still have to, and I don't know if you're aware, but you are when you do aware of this. But I still have to follow the Rooney Rule,
mm-hmm,
and interview a black or somebody with a disability.
I don't know if that's the...
Something like that.
I think a minority candidate is how they word that.
You know, too bad Crazy Ray's not alive anymore. I could have killed two birds with one stone.
All right. We're actually going to try to help you out this morning, Jerry.
How's that?
Well, we have a...
Y'all going to have a contest to see who I interview for the Rooney Rule?
No.
No, kind of. We do have someone on the line who claims to be a minority candidate for the job, if you'd like to interview him here live on the air.
Oh, you got Sherm?
No, I don't believe it's Ray Sherman. Let's see who it is. Hello, secret guest caller.
Morning, Jerry.
Oh, God.
Is this Wade?
Yeah. Morning, Craig.
Hey, Wade. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I thought you said hi, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Hi, Wade.
I love that.
Yeah, I called up to get an interview under the Rooney Rule.
Well, Wade, this is absolutely ridiculous. What minority are you?
Well, I'm part Cherokee and part Chinese.
There's no way. Which part of you is Chinese?
Well, I guess the part that likes orange peel chicken, has a small PP, and can't drive.
God. That's just stereotypical and offensive. Which part of you is Cherokee?
The part that wants to scalp you, Jerry, for firing me. Actually, you wouldn't be hard to scalp, Jerry, with all that glue up there. I bet that come loose pretty easy.
All right, hang up the phone, Wade.
See ya.
Well, there he goes. That was very quick.
That was a very quick interview. I guess that may count, though.
Really didn't get much out of Jerry there.
If Wade really is a minority, I just have to look into that.